The sermon you are about to listen to is a Stream Globe Word Encounter sermon by Pastor Abraham Damilola Arigi. Be blessed as you listen and kindly share with a friend. You can contact us by visiting our website www.streamglobe.org.
The Bible says resist the devil and he shall flee from you. Many times the problem is that we don't resist the devil. We submit to God, but we don't resist the devil. You have to actively resist the devil, both with your words and with your action. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Having done all to stand, stand. Lay a mass on batata diakales. Satan will resist you. Satan will resist you. Devil will resist you. Over this place, we resist you. Over what God is doing in our midst, we resist you. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. There are two things I know that God is going to do here today. Other things will happen, but somebody is going to be delivered. Well, I'm not supposed to be saying that, but somebody is going to be delivered from an unusual hold of darkness. Amen. Somebody is going to be delivered from an unusual hold of darkness. And I will advise that you switch off your phone if it's going to be a distraction. Secondly, the hand of God is going to come upon somebody and revive that person. And the sign is that you will find a revival in the place of prayer. In Jesus' name. Now, the Lord will do other things, but those two will happen here. If I know the person that God is going to deliver. Amen. Whenever we are gathered here like this, whenever the Lord is the one that sanctioned something, that authorized something, it is an opportunity for us to connect with Him and receive from Him. The reason I'm here right now is because I am sure, as I am sure that I am a human being, are not a spirit in your midst. I am sure that the Lord was the one that authorized this word encounter. In fact, that's the reason I'm in utter. That's the reason I'm in utter. That's the major reason I am here. I would still be in Lokoja. We work in the same office. You know that people have not resumed, Abby? Work has not resumed. There's COVID-19. But some things are more important than your comfort. Praise the Lord. Some things are more important than your comfort. The work of God is more important than even your life. Jesus Christ said that he that will give his life for the sake of the gospel will gain it. If you are dealing with the spirit of truth and the gospel has become a reality to you, one of the things you will realize is that the kingdom of God is more important than your physical life. Because what the kingdom of God does for you is that it is the reason why you have spiritual life, and your spiritual life is more important than this physical life. One. See, that's the reason why people will be willing to go and preach, and they are not sure if they will come back. That's how the gospel could get to us in Africa. Even though we would have still been in darkness. Because the people that came, and many of them didn't come back, and they knew that they would not come back. In fact, I heard that many of them died on their way come, before they got to their destination, they died, and they knew, but they were still coming. Because something happened in that 20th century. You know, we're in the 21st century now. In 19th and 20th century, to the believers, they didn't have as much rhema that we have. They didn't have as much, probably, I don't think they had as much demonstration of power. Today, an average person, my sons in the Lord, pray and people fall under anointing. An average person who knows his onions, who understands the discipline of prayer, praying in tongues, we pray and we will see the manifestation of power. You understand? An average person here has known the touch of the Holy Spirit. They didn't have as much of that as we have, but they had something that, in my opinion, made them more effective than many people in this generation. They had the Spirit of Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. They had what? The Spirit of Christ. They had the Spirit of Christ. But I want to pray this morning before we sit down. Lord, I want to have the Spirit of Christ. Amen. That's what this Bible study today is about. We are going to look at the spirit and nature of Christ. Because if you are a Christian, it means that you have the spirit and nature of Christ. The believers were first called Christians in Antioch. It wasn't because it was unbelievers that called them Christians. Because they noticed that these people were little Christ. They were representative of Christ because they had the spirit and nature of Christ. And with that spirit of Christ, they came to dark, demonic Africa. Africa was more demonic then than now. Because now there is Christianity. There is fire. There is light. There is power must change hands. Millions of people, if I'm not mistaken, at least hundreds of thousands of people partake in that program. It is generating spiritual light. There is Apostle Arome. There is Apostle Selman. There is Daddy Gio. There is Bishop Oyedepo. All of them are beaming their light. That time there was none of this. It was only darkness. Demons were ruling supreme. And these people came, and many of them said, let me shock you. Many of them did not believe in speaking in tongues. They didn't know how to speak in tongues. But they had some. Now you'll be wondering, how did they have the Spirit of Christ when they couldn't speak in tongues? We'll discuss it today. They didn't know how to speak in tongues, but they had something. And that something pierced through the darkness of Africa that we are here today. These people confronted Babalawos that were more wicked and were more powerful than many of the ones we have today. And they succeeded in establishing a civilization in the midst of that darkness. That was a civilization of Christ. There was something that they had, and we must recover that. We have an advantage. We have the power. We understand the Holy Ghost, but we must understand the Spirit of Christ. Let us pray. Lord, today, help me to understand this message, the Spirit of Christ. Help me. Help me. Let me walk in your nature. Let my life be an expression of your grace. Let me walk in your nature. The sign that you are born of God is that we have the character of God. If it is about power, demons have power. The sign that you are born of God. And the Bible says that whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And Lord, as we discuss this, please open the door of utterance. Let me not speak with the factoring in of my human limitation. Let your spirit take over. Let your spirit take over. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You can sit down. Hallelujah. Over the course of the week, was it this week or last week? This week, I met somebody who wanted me to pray for his family. And it was quite urgent. I won't go into the details of the problem in his family, but it was a very serious one. In fact, I prayed, I went to his house, I prayed for him, and I went back home, and in the night when I was praying, I still mentioned that issue. That's how serious it was. If you know me, if you know those of us who subscribe to the Word of Faith matter, when we are praying for people, we don't usually go back and pray again about it. There's something about speaking the word and letting the word work. The word is living. Do you understand? Somebody comes and say, hey, I'm sick. I say, you are healed in Jesus' name. If you understand, that's if you are walking from the place of your anointing. Praise the Lord. The word is living. The Bible says the word of God is living and active. You release that word, it will continue to. The things that the word of God will do, the word of God can kill somebody. It can make a life. It can kill an. It will go on auto run. You just release the word while you are connected. Praise the Lord. Now, for those of us who are anointed, who have a call to God, by God, to the body of Christ, we must understand the difference between you when you are your ordinary self and you, when you are under the influence of the anointing. And especially when you are under the influence of the anointing, you must be very careful with the things you say. Because those words you say they are life. They carry life and death. Praise the Lord. As an anointed man, your words carry life. But that life it carries can kill. It is more potent than death. You know, you don't need to be anointed for your words to carry death. And a sinner can curse, and the curse will come to pass. All the sinner needs to do is to be in a position whereby he can issue judgment. There are many things that warrant you, that gives you the power to issue judgment. One is authority. For example, in the family, in the marriage, the husband has authority over the wife. The parents have authority over the children. These are things that the devil understands and he exploits. A teacher has authority over her students. So there are things that a husband can say, and he doesn't know that he is cursing, and it is affecting the family, it's affecting the wife. There are things that a teacher can say to her pupils or to his pupils. And those children will not be bright. And he will know that it was him. That outlet of death was his tongue. Praise the Lord. So an unbeliever can speak. Now, that matter was very serious. And before we went to pray, we were talking about some things. And this person is a recent convert. I led him to Christ sometime last year. And I didn't think... So I didn't really have time to follow him up. So I was just watching him from a distance because I didn't feel that the Lord was leading me to follow him up. I already have a lot I'm doing. So I linked him up with one or two people that will follow him up. So I didn't really know his spiritual progress. But one thing I knew was that since that time he was led to the Lord, he used to be somebody, the first time I met him, I knew that he hated God. What I mean was that if you told him you were a Christian, he would dislike you. He told me that he was a very cerebral person, quite educated. He told me that he's a Scientologist. I don't remember that religion. One strange thing. Forgotten the name of all these people that do astronomy. I don't even know the name of that. It's not a very popular body of belief. Something like Scientology. It's not Scientology. Something like that. And but after this time when I preached to him, I led him to the Lord. I noticed that he started going to church. It went for Shiloh and all of that. And but I was watching him from a distance. So we got talking. I'm going somewhere while I'm telling you all this story. And this matter that was going on in their family, his extended family, that was his family, his brothers and sisters and parents, was purely the product of a demonic attack. You see, the devil uses people a lot. And one of the works of the flesh that the devil uses, perches on, sits down on in people, because you must yield to the devil in order for the devil to be able to use you, is envy. Are we together? Envy. Envy. And so his father, his family, was suffering partially because of envy. It seemed that his family was doing better than the other families in the village. So now crown it all, it looked as if his father was not very tactful. I think they went to build a house in the village or something. And all kinds of attacks. All kinds. As I said, I've even gone into more detail than I wanted to go into. Strange attacks. Things are happening, you know. Eh? Things are happening. You see, we must know our God, so that we will be strong. Because the people of darkness, they know their God. And in their own sphere, they are strong. Are you getting me? Father, help us to know you. Help us to know you. The people of darkness can say something and somebody will run mad. We should also be able to say something and that person that ran mad will become well. The people of darkness can touch this laptop, the ones that know their God, and it will stop working. We also should be able to touch the laptop and it will start working. May we know our God so that we'll be strong and we'll do exploits. You see, it is what you meditate on, the word of God you meditate on, that becomes reality to you and you walk in. If we don't care about walking in the demonstration of the Spirit and power, even though we love God and we are holy people and we are going to heaven, we will not walk much in it. We have done the experiment before, even in Streamlow Bible study. When people begin to talk about spiritual gifts, they walk more in spiritual gifts. When people begin to talk about holiness, they walk more in holiness. Praise the Lord. Now, we're discussing, I told him something. I don't even know what led it. I was not telling him, I said, I know that he was a very, very strong-willed person. And I told him, I said, there was somebody he had a misunderstanding with, and I also knew that the person in this altar is a juju person. I know there are some people, don't have misunderstanding with them. It's not necessary. Because they are looking for your trouble, so that when you have misunderstanding with them, they can have an accusation against you. Especially when you go quarrel and you say some things you are not supposed to say. They will carry those words. You need to be spiritually wise. The Bible says, being filled with the knowledge of his will with all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And I told him, I said, see, please, you have to avoid quarreling, fighting with people. Because even the problem that we're praying about, that was a big family problem, was because of fights that his father had with somebody. So you have to avoid it. I said, there are a number of reasons why. I said, if you are a child of God and you have the character of Christ, you are protected on two fronts. Not just that your spirit is fortified and angels are encamping around you. It's that because of the spirit and nature of Christ you have, they will not even be able to find an accusation against you. I said, I now gave him an example of somebody. You know the person. I'm not going to mention the person's name. They're packed out of our neighborhood. There was one time when the thing was hot, when it was clear that there was a power tussle. Because if you ask anybody that was in that compound in 2019, that person could move out of that compound, could not be in the compound now, the person would not believe. Because rumor had it that person was going to inherit that compound. And maybe I will tell you later how it was possible. I paid my rent to that person. There was a time, the only thing that was remaining for that person to do so that me and her will have prayer was just come and slap me. Why? That was what... That's the person had done everything, including any money coming to bank with them. AB, come out! All kinds of things just to get me to quarrel, to have misunderstanding. I said, you don't understand. Amen. I said, you don't understand. Me, I will not quarrel with you. It took the grace of God. You see, that is where the Holy Spirit empowers us. Because when you quarrel with some people, when they set trap for you and you quarrel with them, you will say things that you are not supposed to say. And they can carry those things that you said as an accusation against you. And may God help you that you are a servant of God. Because there are times that you will say things you may say. I'm not saying you will definitely, but there are times that you may get angry and you may say things that you are not supposed to say. When they go and accuse you, if you are a servant of God and you have, you know, serving God does not mean that coming like this. See, all of these things that we are doing, I know the sacrifices I am making because of this work. But do you know that it's possible that this work I'm doing is not recorded in heaven as service to God? If my motives are wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying? Paul said, if I beat myself and all of that, I give myself to be burned and have no love, I am nothing. It counts for nothing. The motive is very important. Pay attention. Because the Bible says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper and every tongue risen up against you in judgment, what? You will condemn. Those are accusations and curses. Because curses are actually judgment. It says this is the heritage of who? The servants of God. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. When we say serve God, be involved in service of God, it is a condition and a prerequisite for certain promises to find expression in your life. One of it is that condemnations raised against you will not prosper. Weapons that are forged against you will not prosper. So I was explaining to him, as I said, see, being a Christian saves you from a lot of nonsense. I said, first and foremost, that all the quarrel, that the trap of quarrel that the devil will be setting for you, I said, you will not fall into it because you have the nature of Christ. You know, Jesus Christ said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. I am gentle and humble. Jesus Christ told us things like, if they slap you on one cheek, turn the other. You see, if you have that character, it will be difficult for you to have someone that you are quarreling and fighting with. People will step on your toe, and they will step on it again. But that you have somebody that if people are keeping malice, it will be impossible. But I want us to go step by step. And I was explaining to him, I said, see, if you walk like Jesus, one, they will not have accusation against you. Two, even if somehow they manage to have accusation against you, they cannot touch you. I said, so you are protected on two fronts. I hope you know that even if you are not born again, amen. A man that is not born again, that is a man of peace, we have less wars than a man that is not born again, that is a man of war. What I mean is that there are some people that they are not born again, but they don't have as much attacks as some other people that are not born again because they are wise. They avoid unnecessary quarrel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you are there, you can read it for us. Wait. You see, this Bible verse is it has to be handled with surgical precision. Please read it again. Now, you see that place now. Take note of that place where it said now. And I will explain something there.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, is none of his.
Ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God lives in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, this person does not belong to him. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, this person does not belong to him. You will see that verse talks about two persons of the Godhead. He talks about the Holy Spirit. Have you seen that? You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. Who is the Spirit of God? The Holy Spirit. Now, I was listening to Derek Prince. He's a Bible teacher I respect so much. He's one of the, I listen to a number of people, but he's one of the people that I think I agree with almost 100%. Because there are some people you listen to, they say some things, and over time you have learned and you say, I don't agree with some of these things they say, but I agree with 98%, I agree with 95%, some I agree with 80% of what they teach. But by the time it's becoming like 60%, I won't listen to you again. If I am not from my understanding of scripture. Because whatever I learn, I use the Bible to vet it. The Bible it has no secret interpretation. Peter made that very clear, Apostle Peter. He said, scripture has no secret interpretation. So what it means is that if you are born again, I'm born again, all of us are born again, and we read the Bible with a clear mind and with an objective mind, we will know what it's talking about. It has no secret interpretation. And Derek Prince was talking about how that he doesn't understand why, those were his words, the people who translated the King James Version put that verse 9, that place that says now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he doesn't belong to him. He puts it in the same verse as verse 9. That because, and he was explaining how that they were talking about different things. Because the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of Christ. The Holy Spirit is the, according to our own nomenclature here, is the third person of the Godhead. Jesus is the second person of the third of the Godhead. God the Father is the first person. A person can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, In fact, the day a person, the day God born again, remember, I keep using him as an example. Remember, he was baptized in the Holy Ghost that day. And he spoke in tongues that day. It doesn't mean he has the Spirit of Christ. Because if he has the Spirit of Christ, he will walk like Christ. Because there are many times that you will preach, you can preach the gospel to people, and that same day they accepted Jesus, they will be baptized in the Holy Ghost. You see, Jesus Christ said, learn of me. The Spirit of Christ is imbibed. It enters you through the Word. There's a reason why Jesus is called the Word of God. Are we together? And so Jesus will say, learn of me. The Spirit of Christ enters you through a learning process, not through an impartation process. The Holy Spirit enters you through an impartation process, and it is because of that, come and sit down here. It's because of that impartation process. Because of that impartation process, now the Bible says the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. What did Jesus Christ refer to himself as? Say, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Holy Spirit is now the instructor that will guide you into the realities of God, the nature. Praise the Lord. Because the more like Christ you are, the more your life can manifest his glory. Many believers don't know this secret. You see, that's why, listen to me, child of God. Righteous Christians, by default, are powerful. You see this little girl here? This little girl, I wish she could stand up. You see how little she is? There's a way you can train her, and she'll be very powerful. There's a way you can train her. She can do all kinds of exercise, and she'll be able to carry things that her age mates cannot carry. There's a way you can train her that. You see that those chairs? Normally, you see those chairs there, she can't carry it. But there's a way you can train this little girl. I don't even know if such training is legal. There's a way you can train this little girl that she's able to carry those chairs. But you know what? This young man here, Penny, does not need that training to carry this chair. He has grown. He's a man. By virtue of his stature, he will be able to carry. But imagine now if he has that same kind of training that this little girl has, the things he will be able to carry. What I'm trying to explain to you is that believers who do not have the nature of Christ, who have not grown into the nature of Christ, are like the little girl. Now, if they give themselves to a lot of spiritual disciplines and exercise, they will be able to do some work. But you agree with me that even this little girl, no matter the training she has, she cannot still carry this chair with the kind of ease that I will carry it without training. When you find believers, now, some of you are now, I'm trying to get you to understand the conundrum I brought up when I talked about those missionaries that many of them didn't speak in tongues, but they did things that many tongue-speaking baby Christians cannot do today. A baby Christian does not mean that you were a Christian 2 weeks ago. You can be a Christian 20 years and you are still a baby Christian. But the more of Christ you learn, the more you become like Christ. That is the measure of your maturity. Praise the Lord. So there was a time that in the same situation, if it happened, you would have given somebody a dirty slap. But the more you were learning of Christ, that same situation happened, and you said, God bless you. And you meant it. And then you are wondering that what happened? Is it not me? No, what happened is growth, is maturity. And what you need to understand is that because of that level of growth, that measure of growth, just like I am big, there was a time I was small. There is inherent power that you have. And that is where understanding how to use your power becomes important. Praise the Lord. I have seen a strange thing under the sun. Many people who try and use spiritual power the most are like that little girl that is trained. The people that have the character are not trained in how to use their power. It's an aberration. The devil is very, very clever. He's very, very clever. And so you discover that there are some churches where they are giving to a lot of Christian disciplines. They understand righteousness. They understand holiness. They understand conduct. There was a time in this country that I grew up in the north central part of Nigeria. So I'll speak from that perspective. I remember somebody had a shop, invested a lot of money in setting up the shop, and needed somebody to run the business. And she is, I'm not even going to mention the name of the church because it's a good thing. This person does not attend this church, but she said she was looking for a sales girl and all, and that particularly a member of Deeper Life. That was many. I don't know what's going on in Deeper Life now. There is no church that is perfect. But there was a time in this country that if somebody was looking for a sales girl, why was she looking for a Deeper Life girl? Because she knew that because of the training, that Deeper Life girl will not steal your money. You see, there are some girls, I know them. That Deeper Life girl may not be able to speak in tongues, which is not normal and is not good. But she will not steal your money. She will not lie. There are some girls that if we start praying here, lekes, empire, high volume, high frequency tongues. But she committed fornication 3 nights ago. What I am trying to explain to you is that Deeper Life girl that wouldn't lie, that would keep herself, if only she knew how to speak in tongues, the things she would do. So what the devil will try to do is that he will allow some people to be given to plenty prayer, but they don't understand, they don't even get it when it comes to the nature of Christ. You know of Aladura churches, and I'm not criticizing. See, we have learned a lot from them. You want to pray, those people will teach you how to pray. You will see somebody that does not speak in tongues that can pray for 6 hours. Me, I don't know how they do it. I confess. I don't know how they do it. Because if without tongues, I cannot pray for 1 hour. Because when I'm praying in tongues, I am empowered to pray. That is a discipline. That is an ability that is divinely endowed. But you see, that same person, his behavior is not different from the behavior of the idol worshiper that is his neighbor. They are keeping malice with each other. And the only way he knows that he can survive is to pray for 6 hours a day. If you need to pray for 6 hours a day, get it. If you need to pray for 6 hours a day as a Christian to sleep normally and survive so that they will not throw you arrow, there is something wrong with your work. It's not normal. It is important that you pray for 6 hours a day as a Christian, but it shouldn't be because so that you will survive attack. It should be because you want to know God more. You want to be more like Christ. Are we together? There was a time in my life, I still remember growing up as a Christian. You see, one of my friends, a journalist now, he's a big time journalist. One of my university friends, we were escorts together in university over 10 years ago. And we're talking not long ago, I think sometime last year. And he said something that shocked me. I was an esco in NIFES. He said, when you were in university, you were not born again now. And I knew I was born again, but I know what he meant. Because that time we were escorts together. Amen? That time we were escorts together. There were people in that escort that I was keeping malice with. Oh, I used to speak in tongues. So. There were people in that escort that I was keeping malice with. And he knew. We had sections in the escort. We had cliques. Our fellowship was one of the biggest fellowships on campus. We had politics. And I thought, he said, when you were in university, you were not born again now. Say, we are Banye, we're born again now. Now, of course, both of us were escorts together, so I knew what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about whether I have believed in Jesus. He was talking about the character. Now, I thought about, and I was actually shocked because I didn't know it was that bad. But when I now went back at me then, I said, yes, I didn't used to commit bogus sins like fornication, stealing, lying, but my character. I could still lie. It wasn't a thing, you know, I was not, no longer a liar, but I still used to lie. And there are many people that are preaching that lie from the pulpit. I was still proud. It was part of my, do you understand what I'm saying? I still used to keep malice, but I was a tongue speaking. Yes, I used to see vision. Now let me tell you why I told you this. That time, and my growth had already started at that time. I was still better than when I was in 100 level by the time I became an ESCO, because I was an ESCO in 400 level. That time, that was a season in my life when I needed to pray before I sleep. If, listen to me. Now, don't misunderstand me. You have to be very careful. If I didn't pray before I sleep, the possibility of me being attacked was high. That was a season in my life when they could still come with all my prayer and tongues and crying sometimes in church. They could still come and press me, and I will not be able to breathe. This is streaming life. I am looking for the demon that will come and press me. I want to know the demon. I pray in the night. I pray every night, you know. I pray. But in case I sleep off, maybe I was very tired and I slept off and I didn't pray, I cannot have a demon come and press me. There are many things that I used to experience then that I don't understand how I will experience it now. And it didn't happen because of talk, cha-cha-cha. It was growth. Allow the word of God to transform you. If the word of God can transform you, you will become strong. Praise the Lord. And when you are strong, you will no longer be a victim. You will now be a terrorist in the kingdom of darkness. Ha! He's coming again. Oh, he's coming again. He's coming again. That's my personal experience. And I have not arrived. I have not attained. I forget the things that are past. I'm pushing forward. I still have a very long way to go in the knowledge of God. But I have a track record. I still remember. I remember. So, what I'm saying is that the more like Christ you, I'm not talking about being baptized in the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. There are people that are baptized in the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, and the only thing about them that shows that they are born again is that they speak in tongues. Everything that happens to unbelievers, everything that unbelievers do, they can still do, they still do. And those people cannot be said to have the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ influences your character. There are two things about the Spirit of Christ that stand out. From my own experience, one is easier than the other. And you'll be surprised. The first one is humility. Most quarrel that we have, most problem that we have is because of pride. A proud man cannot be taught, not even by God. And that's why the Bible says God resists the proud. A proud man cannot learn. He is set in his ways. He's a stiff-necked person. The first one is humility. We were born proud. That's the truth. One of the differences between goat and sheep, using animal as an illustration, Jesus Christ did that, is that goats are proud. Sheep are not. You can see sheep, 500 sheep following one sheep, one lead sheep. You will never see goats like that. Every goat knows is right. So one of the hallmarks of the character of Christ that we must not forget is humility. That one is easier, trust me. The second one is the one that's a little more difficult to imbibe. It's called gentleness. You know, Jesus Christ said, learn of me. Okay, let's read that. It's in Matthew. Matthew chapter 11 verse 29. I want to read from this translation because I like the way it renders it. Matthew 11:29. Jesus Christ said, take my yoke on you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Hallelujah. I think there's a place in Ephesians that Apostle Paul says, as a prisoner of Christ, I urge you. And it says, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, urge you to live worthily. To live how? Worthily. It's possible for you to live worthily. And it's possible for you not to live worthily. May we live worthily in Jesus' name. Amen. To live worthily of the calling with which you have been called. With all humility and what? Gentleness. With patience, bearing with one another in love. There's a translation that says, in that verse 2, it says, be perfectly humble and gentle. Now, we read Matthew, where Jesus Christ said that, learn of me, for I am gentle and humble. Meek is humble. Lowly is gentle. The second part, now, of course, this is an introductory class, because we are going to break this down a little bit more, if God permits us. The first part of the character of Christ that we must imbibe, if we are going to be like Christ. Remember, he says, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. He didn't say if anyone does not have the Holy Ghost. Now, I will show you from scripture that that word Spirit of Christ is not always talking about a spirit being. It's always talking about a character. And let me tell you something about character and nature. You see, there's the veil between there's a mystery between physical things and spiritual things. When you find a person that behaves in a certain way, that way he's behaving attracts certain kinds of spirits. And because, in fact, he is more surely walking. If you find a person that lies, he has a lying spirit. And the thing that will make him to stop lying, we deliver him from that lying spirit. Is there to say, come out, lying spirit, and he comes out. But if this man takes the word of God, and by the power of the word of God, he stops lying, the lying spirit will go. And that one is even more sure than come out. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will what? Will make you free. That is a more sure, because this time around, even if the lying spirit tries to come, it will not see where to perch, because the lying has been weaved out of his nature. May God give you understanding in Jesus' name. So, learn of me. So he said, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ. So I'm trying to prove to you that that word Spirit of Christ is heavier than just a spirit being. It is a spirit being, but the proof is that the person will have the character of Christ. You know, it says be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And there it's talking about the character of your mind. You say, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Have you now seen the reason why people will be able to show up before Jesus on that day and said, we cast out devils? Those are things that are done by the power of the Holy Spirit. We heal the sick in your name. And just to say, I don't know you. Do you think anybody will have the temerity and the boldness to stand before Jesus on that day and be telling a lie? Those people sincerely believe that they belong to God. Why? Because they believed in Jesus, and at some point they got baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and they prophesied, and they walked in the power of the Holy Ghost, but they did not have the Spirit of Christ. They didn't learn of him. Do you know what Jesus Christ said in John chapter 8? He said that if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Today we have many believers that don't continue in his word, so they don't learn the character of Christ. And because of that, we have many believers that will show up on that day. You know, that thing that Jesus Christ said was prophetic. It is going to happen. He said, on that day, many will come. He didn't say many may come. It's going to happen. That many people will come on that day. And they will say, Lord, don't you know me? I cast out demons in your name. I healed the sick in your name. Jesus will not say, no, you didn't do it in my name. He said, depart from me, I know you not. Why? You are a worker of iniquity. Have you not seen believers that cast out devils that are workers of iniquity? I have seen. I have seen believers that see vision, and I've prayed with them. If they were using familiar spirit, I would know. The Lord has given me the gift of discernment of spirit. They were not using familiar spirit. We will pray, they will see vision. But after we pray, they will tell you a lie to borrow your money, and they won't return it.